This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're going to have a little chat.
I'm just going to have a little chat with this guy.
Stu. That's right. It is time to chat with Stu Mac, Stuart McMillan. Good morning, sir.
Scott Jago, I'm out of breath. You know why I'm out of breath, Scott Jago?
I have a feeling you're going
to
tell me.
It has nothing to do with Amy. I've been running up and down stairs here in the building.
Really?
Yes, I have.
Why?
Because I want to get back into shape, Scott Jago. I want to work out my quads and my toes and stuff.
All right, before we get to that, we should introduce our guest.
Oh, yeah, we have a special guest on Chat with Stu Mac today.
Amy Markscore.
Amy Markscore.
Hello.
If we're going to talk about running, I think we should focus the conversation on Amy.
That's
and
true.
Probably not you.
But we'll don't learn look
about,
at me.
Well, yeah. So what did you want to ask her?
So, Amy, I have a note here, and I wrote it down in pink highlighter before the segment. It says, how to run.
Yes, and that was the extent of your research.
That was the extent of... Well, that's really my question, because when I was younger, I used to run a lot. I was in track. I played a lot of sports and things, and recently... as you heard previously on Chat with Stu Mac, I've been walking. Wow, what a novel concept, walking around to lose weight. But I've thought about, you know what, I'd like to pick up the pace every once in a while, but it's not as easy as it was when I was younger. How to run.
How to run, how to get back into it. It's perfect timing because I've been running, I bet in the last 20 years, I've run... easily 50,000 miles.
Wow.
Like, I've run a lot. And
50,
there were
50,000 miles.
For a long time, I averaged, for the past few years, I've averaged between 80 and 100 miles a week, right? And then December came, December 2024, and I stepped on a sticky gumball tree gumball. You know those
things,
spiky things?
Oh. Those things are awful.
I'm going to run for office. My only platform will be to abolish those trees.
I fell on one of the, I slipped on one this winter.
It was, awful.
And tore my rotator cuff.
Seriously?
Yes. I tore my the ligaments on all three sides of my ankle.
Wow.
And I could not run, walk, bike, swim, or anything for over 4 months. And when I started running again, everything hurt. Everything, I felt like I've never run before. I didn't know how to move. I didn't know how to breathe. Every step I was aware of. And it was pretty awful. So here's what I did. I started by walking. And then I would run for a few minutes. My goal was time on feet, and that should be your goal, is time on feet.
On feet.
So 45 minutes is great if you're very, very, very new. You know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Everyone's at a different, you know, journey even of walking. But let's say you can walk easily for an hour. Maybe walk for 5 minutes and then jog for 1 minute. Then walk for five and jog for one. Do that for a week. Then try walking for 5 minutes, jogging for 2 minutes. And you basically, you keep adding, you know, you keep switching that ratio.
That's a great idea.
But you don't want to go out and say, well, I can run a half mile. So you run a half mile and then you go home. You want to spend time on your feet.
That's great.
That's a great idea. I want to ask you about the psyche of, ow, this hurts, compared to, ow, it's hurting for a good reason, or, ow, I should stop doing this and take a break.
We always joke, you know how they have like posters in the gym, like sweat is pain or fear leaving your body.
No pain, no gain.
We always say in marathoning, we go, pain is just your body telling you may be doing irreparable damage. I always say the dirty secret of running is you hurt all the time. Like I always hurt. You guys have seen me walk like from the office to the studio where I kind of walk like I'm an 80-year-old, right? I'm like, oh, I think one sign that maybe you're injured is if you're in bed at night and a specific spot like feels hot or it's achy, that might be some big inflammation that you need to look out for. Shin splints. If you can work through shin splints.
How do you get through that?
Think of it this way. Running is a sport just like football and baseball, okay? You would never play baseball without the right equipment. You would never play football without pads. If you are going to start running, please, please, please get good running shoes. You cannot go to Payless and get a $20 shoe. That's what you should do.
I feel very judged right
now. I know. Well, Well, I also worked at a running store for 5 years. Get good shoes.
Right.
Well,
I worked at a motorcycle dealership.
Some of the best runners in the world don't even wear shoes.
Gotcha. This is actually, you know the book Born to Run? I interviewed the author of that book, and he's like, you should run barefoot. And I'm like, I wear insoles. I wear Superfeet insoles. I wear Nike, good Nike running shoes. I run 100 miles a week. I've never been injured other than when I fell. And he said, you do everything wrong of what the cool, like, hip influencers, people, yeah. like, you should run barefoot. Don't run barefoot. And to be honest, I actually really enjoy walking. It scares me how much I like walking. I'm actually a little worried. I'm like, this is nice.
Yeah, so
walking is nice.
Wow, slowing down is so fun.
It's so fun.
First time on Chat with Stu Mack. How'd that go?
I would love to come back.
You would love
to? You guys are awesome. Right. Okay. You're a lot of fun. Anytime.
Well, maybe right. You have to run over sometime. And, yeah. That's good. Life's a box of chocolates. You never know when you got to eat them all. Isn't that how it goes?
No. Oh. Never know what you're going to get.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.